In these days of the Cold War, as you've probably been reading the paper, the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, has become one of America's most valuable tools of defense. And naturally, in these tense times, there must be strict secrecy surrounding operations of it. But tonight, as a public service, we are happy to be able to present the head of the CIA, who will answer some of my questions. Would you come out, please, sir? Now, would you come out here, please? Now, to maintain complete secrecy, he is wearing a mask, and of course, there can be absolutely no reference to his identity. How do you do, sir?
My name is Simon.
No, don't mention your name. You shouldn't have mentioned your name. You just told us under your name.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to do now?
Well, I guess I'll take the mask off, but first I'd like to say something.
What?
Trick or treat.
Now, it's been said that spies work for the highest... Well, let's hear it. Would you tell me, sir, if it is true the spies, work for the highest bidder? Is that true?
What's it worth to you?
Now, I understand that when you're a spy, you must use very tricky devices. Is that true?
You understand when you use a spy, use the tricky devices.
No.
You see this cigarette right there?
Yeah.
That's really a gun.
Oh, come on, Jose. It's hard to believe that cigarette could be a gun.
Oh, yeah? You want to shorten them out?
No.
I tell you what, we also have other very clever devices.
Really?
Yes, we have very cleverly concealed cameras. You see this tooth here?
Yeah.
That tooth right there?
Yeah.
That's not a tooth. That's a miniature camera.
Oh, good grief. How does that... How does that work?
You press my nose.
Here?
Huh? Yeah.
Do it here.
Uh-huh.
And that takes the picture?
No, I just like people to press my nose.
Oh, stop.
Actually, in my nose is a shortwave radio. You work the camera by pulling my left ear.
Yeah, well, what happens when you pull on your right ear?
That turns on my nose.
Now, stop the clowning. A camera in your tooth. I can't even see the little hole.
Oh, that's because I was on the right side of the class.
Oh, I see. And how did you get an idea like that? Having a camera in your tooth?
Well, you see, I had this film on my teeth, and I said, well, let it go to waste, you know.
A daffy question, you're sure to get a daffy answer.
That happens sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does with you. I heard they do terrible things to gain information from captured spies. Would you like to comment on that?
I would like to comment on that.
Uh-huh.
Do you know one time, they captured me, you know, these people, and they took me, and they took these bamboo things, you know, and they put them right underneath my fingernails, burning things right underneath the fingernails. And then they took me, and they hit me all over the place, and they hit me on the shoulders, even the bony part where it really could hurt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they punched me in the stomach, and then they took these pliers, and they squeezed me all over.
Uh-huh.
And then they started to torture me.
You know what? I remember that very well. And when the story broke, you'll never know how proud America was that you didn't talk.
No, I was too busy screaming.
Oh. Now, all the clowning aside, you must have had some very thrilling experiences.
Yes, I must have had some thrilling experiences.
That's what I said.
Yes, I heard it right here. And I can think of one now. You know, one time, Mr. Sullivan, I was on this plane, you know, and I had some very, very important foreign articles on me, you see, and I looked around and I saw some very sneaky people from a foreign power, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I took these foreign articles, you know,
and
I went into the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came out, they caught me with them.
Why didn't you get rid of them?
Because there was a sign that said, don't throw any foreign articles in the laboratory.
Oh, now stop, will you please? Now be sensible. Just a few more questions, Jose.
All right.
Tell me, what would you tell an audience? You know, what should a spy do if he's caught behind enemy lines?
Dear audience, if you were caught behind the enemy lines, all you have to give is the name, rank, and serial number of every soldier in the United States Army, where they are billeted, and how many bullets they have. Otherwise, they'll give you such a clop you wouldn't know it.
Jose, what would you say was the best kept secret of World War II?
That it's still going on.
Well, now, sir, as a spy, don't encourage him. As a spy, do you have a code?
No, it just sounds like this on a kind of radio in my nose.
Jose, who would you say was the greatest spy in history?
The greatest spy
in
history. The greatest spy in history was Ludwig van Beethoven.
Well, I didn't know that Beethoven was a spy.
You see how great he was?
Oh!